This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Taliban captured two major Afghan cities, the country's second and third largest after Kabul, and a strategic provincial capital on Thursday, further squeezing the embattled government just weeks before the end of the American military mission in Afghanistan. The seizure of Kandahar and Herat marks the biggest prizes yet for the Taliban, who have taken 12 of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals as part of a week-long blitz. The Taliban are estimated to now hold more than two-thirds of the country and are continuing to pressure government forces in several other provincial capitals. Just weeks away from completing its military withdrawal from Afghanistan, the United States is sending thousands of combat troops back to Kabul in a last-ditch attempt to move diplomatic personnel and Afghan allies out of harm's way. The move announced on Thursday by the State Department and the Pentagon comes as U.S. trained and equipped Afghan security forces continue to crumble in the face of an offensive by the Taliban. The first sets of reinforcements, 3,000 troops from three U.S. Marine and Army battalions, were expected to arrive in the Afghan capital of Kabul within 24 to 48 hours. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the 3,000 troops who will be charged with securing the embassy and Hamid Karzai International Airport to facilitate the movement of all these people over the next couple of weeks. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. By a remote, this is VOA News.